We are currently in the middle of another exciting NBA season. Join Tim Roy and the crew on KINS 106.3 for all your Golden State Warriors basketball action.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
While I'm not a big fan of Measure T and will most likely vote on the negative side of the dial on this one, I'd rather spend my minutes here on community comment today railing on Proposition 13. Incredibly memorable is the number from one that soundly won approval in 1978, saving homeowners from drowning in a world of increased property taxes that would surely have caused a landslide of Californians into the Pacific Ocean if it didn't pass. Obvious to anyone paying attention to the makeup of politicians in Sacramento today, the tax and spend crazy Dems outnumber the fiscal responsible Republicans 3-1. The lack of transparency with respect to the impact the passage of Prop 13 would have is something only they could master in an art form that keeps things hidden from voters and taxpayers. And the proposition that was placed on the ballot by the legislature came through the Assembly Bill 48. Prop 13 is a huge $15 billion statewide school bond, although the amount of debt is only $15 billion, setting a new record for school bonds. The total cost would be $27 billion when interest costs are added. It gets worse. The bond itself plus interest will be repaid out of the state general fund, and of course the school districts are usually required to provide matching funds. Those matching funds are generated by local bond measures, which are repaid exclusively by property owners. The threat to property owners is just that if Prop 13 passes. Though debt limits will nearly double, to quote our friends at the Howard Jarvis League. Under the terms of the previously mentioned Assembly Bill 48, if Prop 13 does pass, there is language relating to the preferences for construction projects that employ project labor agreements, which means higher construction costs up to 30%, which will also freeze out non-union construction companies from competing for the business. Just a tad bit more information missing from the voter pamphlet besides those debt caps. Long story short, the provisions increasing the debt limit is short, and they could have easily been included in the text of the measure so the voters could actually read it. Now, somebody with a lot more mathematical ability than me sat down once and figured it out, how much I saved in this last year of 30 years ownership of my home. You know, I saved $10,000 with the passage of the original Prop 13. This part of the math I get, 10,000 times 30 years, staggers the imagination to say it out loud, but I think you just did the math in your head. Another rub, most folks won't even read the pamphlet. Most people aren't homeowners these days, but what those non-homeowners type don't understand is with the stroke of the wrong box, their rent could possibly go up. And this has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.